From Jobs's perspective, he had been honest. The five were not division managers or members of Scully's top team. They had all felt diminished, in fact, by the company's new organization. But from Scully's perspective, these were important players. Page was an Apple Fellow, and Lewin was a key to the higher education market. In addition, they knew about the plans for Big Mac. Even though it had been shelved, this was still proprietary information. Nevertheless, Scully was sanguine. Instead of pushing the point, he asked Jobs to remain on the board. Jobs replied that he would think about it. But when Scully walked into his 7:30 staff meeting and told his top lieutenants who was leaving, there was an uproar. Most of them felt that Jobs had breached his duties as chairman and displayed stunning disloyalty to the company. "We should expose him for the fraud that he is so that people here stop regarding him as a messiah," Campbell shouted, according to Scully. Campbell admitted that although he later became a great Jobs defender and supportive board member, he was ballistic that morning. "I was fucking furious, especially about him taking Danil Lewin," he recalled. "Danil had built the relationships with the universities. He was always muttering about how hard it was to work with Steve, and then he left.